Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Joe Gruber. Now we're talking Sabetha girls basketball. Lady Jays have had two games here since last we spoke, a game at St. Mary's and last night against Holton. And Coach, after quite a long layoff, you went from December 20th to January 10th without playing a game. Obviously the holidays and some winter weather mixed in there as well. But man, it just seems like on the offensive side is where the biggest struggles have been at here in these last two games coming out of the break for your team in January.
Yeah, it's one of those times where you get some open looks and just the ball's not falling. It feels like there's a cap on the rim, and that kind of just, you know, that kind of just snowballs into some other issues. But yeah, just having the girls showing them the great looks we've gotten. And just, you know, staying persistent about just keep getting shots up.
Well, there's certainly been some positives. I know in the game last night against Holton, you actually won the rebounding battle, and it seemed like you had several offensive rebounds. The players, you know, scrappy and getting in position, couldn't turn those into second and third chance opportunity points, unfortunately. But talk about that, I guess, and just especially going up against some taller teams like St. Mary's and Holton, you're still able to rebound the basketball pretty well.
Yeah, and that's just a testament to who our girls are, the effort that they give, and the persistence that they have. Yeah, talk about being outsized for two games, but yeah, just the effort on the offensive glass and the defensive glass, those are good things to see, and those are some ways that you can, you know, if the ball, the shots aren't falling for you on a night, you can just commit yourself to being a great defender and a great rebounder, and our girls have done that, and you know, we're still waiting for the game where we put all the elements together, but I see us getting better at elements of the game. That's all you can ask of them.
Well, especially – go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, early on in a game where if you have, you know, players make, you know, a couple shots early, it just seemed like, you know, last night there was only one shot that went in there until the second half. And so it just seems like early on in a game or two, if you can get a couple girls to knock down a shot, it maybe changes the confidence and mentality for the whole night.
Yeah, you said it. You know, just getting off to that fast start, and then just letting that roll over to more confidence. And then if you don't get out to a fast start, not letting that affect your future possessions. So those are all things that we're going to work on throughout the weeks. And, you know, one thing that I love is our girls' just commitment about getting better. Where most teams would get discouraged or quit or throw in the towel, our girls are just committed to getting better every day and coming to work, and they enjoy being around each other. That's the biggest thing is, you know, whether the results come or not, our girls are committed to getting better every day and controlling what they can control.
Well, and he kind of led me into the final question that I was going to ask you about, and you talk about getting better, but one of the main ways you can do that is just to have the opportunities to get better. And man, I'm looking at your schedule here. You got Riley County on the road on Friday, but then your makeup game at home with Nemaw Central on Saturday. So you're going to play back-to-back nights, and then you play three games next week at the Burlington Tournament starting Tuesday against the top seed Girard. So all these games, you know, look pretty tough, pretty good opponents, but I think there's something to be said too for just, you know, having a lot of games, and every night is a new opportunity for the girls to go out, make some shots, and get better, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We got some tough tests coming up. Riley County and NC are very, very well coached teams with some returners that have success, that have had success and confidence in the way they play. So those would be some good tests for us. And then the Burlington Tournament is tough as always. But you know, all I can ask the girls is just do what we do, do to the best of our ability, and the results take care of itself.
You bet. Keep plugging away. A lot of game opportunities here in the next week coming up for sure. Best of luck in all those games, Coach, and thanks for your time. We'll chat again next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Joe Gruber, head coach of the Sabetha Lady Blue Jays. We'll talk Sabetha boys basketball with Coach Wartenberger after this timeout.